Welcome to Getting Fit. My name is Phil Castle, and I am one of the Fit Leaders. We are so encouraged that you have decided to join us for these next few minutes. You are listening to this because you too are a leader. Everyone leads. We believe everyone is not only a leader, but is called to lead. From the stay-at-home mom to the CEO, everyone leads. Each person has a sphere of influence that has been entrusted to them, starting with your family and then to those you encounter in this world. One of the strongest characteristics of an effective leader is that they are always learning. From life experiences and resources alike, leaders are always learning to be more effective in engaging their team inside the sphere and influence entrusted to them. You see, leadership, in its simplest definition, is influence. And the only way you can have a positive influence on any individual or a team is if they first trust you. And the only way trust is established is by building relationships. So what is getting fit? Fit is a concept that stands for fully integrated teams. Fit was birthed by my friend Jim Layton, who is one of the highest level leaders I have had the privilege to serve under and be mentored by. Jim currently serves as the president of Purdue Foods, the third largest poultry company in the United States. With over 35 years of high-level leadership experience, Jim knows what it means to lead effectively. He has taught and led the FIT principles to over 100,000 people. I have watched it work from conception to execution to sustainability with incredible results. I have literally watched and experienced it transform individuals, including myself, and cultures. The culture of marriages, families, athletic teams, manufacturing, corporate, and even in the church organization. It has become a part of my own leadership DNA. I want you to frame three questions in your mind as you continue listening. The first question I want you to ask yourself is, am I fit? The second question I want you to ask yourself is, how fit is my team? The third question I want you to ask yourself is, what am I going to do about it after listening to this podcast? Okay, before we go any farther, here is what I need you to do now. Grab a sheet of paper, new or scrap, grab a napkin, and something to write with. Open up your iPad and use the Notes app. It doesn't matter. This is how great ideas begin. Trust me, discovering your fit is a great idea. Grab a water, coffee, whatever your beverage of choice, and be sure you have an open mind, clear of restraints. Hit pause if you need to, and go get that now. Okay, ready? So how does getting fit happen? Fit is not just hype. Let me explain. The key to this concept is integration. Integration essentially is bringing the right things and the right people into a dynamic, life-giving combination with the purpose of coming together with like-minded individuals to create something bigger and more meaningful than you could accomplish by yourself. You need people, and people need you. Getting fit is multifaceted. It is about becoming spiritually fit, emotionally fit, intellectually fit, physically fit, and even fiscally fit. You will need people, and people will need you to accomplish that. Individually, this means surrounding yourself with the right people in your life. People who share the same values and principles you do. People who will stretch you, inspire you, encourage you, and even hold you accountable. People like Jim Layton, who has helped to shape my fit journey. For an organization, it means getting the right people on the bus, as Jim Collins says in his book, Good to Great. Again, with shared values and shared principles, people with the same vision. But it also means getting those people in the right seats on the bus. For example, you must know who should play and perform where. You do not want your quarterback playing as your lineman, and you certainly do not want your lineman playing as your quarterback. That would not be effective, even with the shared vision. Their skills are not matched to the needs. So how do you identify this? If you are listening to this and you are unhappy, unfulfilled in your job and or in your life, fit is for you. If you are listening to this and you lead an organization and you just know there is much more for yourself, your team, and all that your organization has to offer this world, fit is for you. Fit comes alive at the point, the intersection, where a person's needs, skills, and passions come together. We call this the sweet spot. You see, friends, most people and organizations are just operating out of needs and skills. Organizationally, it means only focusing on filling positions, thus selling yourself, your team, and all who you serve internally and externally short. There is great danger in this. It allows the potential for individuals who are only concerned about themselves, their own interests, and their own agenda. They are commonly referred to as saboteurs, or worst yet, terrorists. They will work against the common goals, values, and vision of the organization. They must be identified and removed. They are unfit. Individually, it means just moving from A to B, high school to college, college to grad school, and then grad school to a career. We call this painting by numbers. As a result, so many Americans are just trudging along, going through the motions, complacent, unfulfilled in the miracle of the life that is afforded to them. I know this all too well. This was me before becoming immersed in Getting Fit. My mindset was that of the American dream, moving from A to B, climb the ladder, focusing primarily on money and position, having the house, the SUVs, and thinking all will be great. Only to be immediately searching for that next promotion. I was wrong. I was never truly fulfilled. It took grit. It required making decisions, as Jim Layton says, that are the harder rights versus the easier wrongs. But through the journey, through the failures, and because of people like Jim Layton investing in me and making fit a part of my DNA, I have found my fit, my purpose. My true fit in life was much more. My true fit, my true purpose, was to use the gifts and skills that have been given to me to fill the need of pouring into the lives and teams of others, to help them discover their purpose so that they embrace the legacy they can leave in their homes, the teams they lead, and the sphere they have been entrusted to lead. Instead of painting by numbers, I am now creating a beautiful canvas full of rich, vibrant colors. I have found my fit. I have discovered my purpose. May I suggest to you that your life was never meant to be lived in mediocrity. You were created for excellence. We at Fit believe that before the beginning of the world, you were created for a special purpose, and there is nothing mediocre about it. You were meant to thrive. You were created for purpose. Have you realized the power of purpose? We all have this innate desire, deep down inside of our souls, our core, to play a part in something much greater than ourselves. We all want to be a part of the greater whole, to make something big of our lives and count it as a legacy. And leaders, we will all leave a legacy of some kind in life. Some will be a legacy of purpose that leaves a dent in this universe of positive influence, while tragically, some will be a legacy of disappointment. Have you clearly defined and answered the question, what is my purpose? Friends, if you haven't, it is almost certain that you are operating and leading ineffectively in your own life, your family's life, the people you lead in the organization you serve, and in your sphere of influence. As tough as this is to say, you are wasting your life. Your purpose is your North Star. It is why you get up for something more than a paycheck. It is what you would do for free. Your purpose is defined by the problems you dream up solutions for. Your purpose is your reason for being, driven by personal values and deep-seated beliefs. Why are you passionate about fulfilling your current role? Do you have fulfillment? Why do you get out of bed in the morning? Is it greater than a paycheck? Do you know what your skills are, and are you working to master them? Who are you really helping? These questions that I have provoked in this podcast cannot be taken lightly. They will require deep inner reflection. They are vital in your discovery of getting fit. Purpose is the foundation of which all else is built upon. In other words, your purpose must be defined both individually and organizationally before your place and environment are created. You must identify purpose in order to have a nourishing, rich environment. Purpose must come before place. Once your purpose is discovered, combined with an envisioned, desired future state, only then can you begin to develop principles in which you will operate. Your principles will define how you will achieve your purpose individually and organizationally, moving you toward your future desired state. Once your principles are clearly established and defined, you then can develop the people. Your focus now is in how you form and sustain a dream team of the right people who share a common vision, values, and principles. Only then can you move to the promise. And finally, and appropriately, the place. This is where your promise is delivered. It's the nourishing, rich culture that is the context that frames your team's success. Everything communicates. And then and only then can you move a team to a desired future state. Let me encourage you to not be afraid of being ambitious about your future. Do you have a vision for your future desired state? If you could do anything, what would you desire to do? Is what you are doing right now shaping and paving that course to your defined future desired state? Start your day with questions like, why am I doing what I do? Look at your calendar and be aware of the reason for those pursuits. If you do not do this, you will eventually lose your point of reference. Listen, your outlook will determine your outcome. This also includes your mindset. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor, says, "There is nothing in the world, I venture to say, that would so effectively help one to survive even the worst conditions as the knowledge that there is a meaning in one's life." He would go on to add that he who has a why to live can bear with almost any how. Viktor Frankl was not a victim of his environment. He became a product of purpose. Do not be a victim of your environment. Be a product of your purpose. The only one stopping you is you. Create what we call POMO, positive momentum, and eliminate NEMO, negative momentum. Create positive momentum in your life and in the environment you lead. Rid yourself and your environment of negative momentum. Identify the root cause and fix it. Eliminate the NEMO and replace it with POMO. Remember that everything communicates. When, as fit leaders, your purpose is bigger than your fears, then in those times when you are afraid, when fear creeps in, and it will do it afraid anyway. Why? Because your purpose is bigger than your fear. We, as fit leaders, have come to experience that most people will rise to the level and occasion that they are supported and invested in. Our lives are meant to live in community. You need people, and people need you to fulfill our fit, our purpose. True passion that completes this intersection of where skills, needs, and passion come together is the outwardly overflow into this world and into the lives of others from purpose. It is why we do what we do. And passion is contagious. Can I say that again? Passion is contagious. You can realize a person's purpose by the passion they display. Getting fit is really about discovering a sense of purpose displayed through passion and linking with others who are also passionate about fulfilling it and helping them discover their purpose. Jim Collins says that greatness isn't just about a business quest. It is a human quest. And as my friend Jim Layton so accurately communicates and exemplifies, at the end of your life, you will be remembered most by the relationships you developed. Fit leaders are consumed by people. Leadership is not about self-indulgence, but rather selfless investments. Selfless investments into the lives of others. Your fit is waiting to be taken a hold of. It's yours. It's why you were created. Your fit will define you. Your fit is a sentence ready to be finished. Make it a sentence of purpose. Make it a legacy that outlives you. Fight to be fit. Fight to be spiritually fit, emotionally fit, intellectually fit, and physically fit. Fight for your purpose. So, friends and fellow leaders, buckle up. You have embarked upon what we at Getting Fit truly believe is the future of leadership. We believe that by applying the FIT principles, it will radically enhance and or transform your life, your leadership, and those you are entrusted to lead. It will become a part of your DNA and your team's DNA. As FIT leaders, we will build teams full of like-minded individuals with shared values, principles, can-do mindsets, and passion for people. We will intentionally invest in them to help ensure they have a purpose that is greater than themselves. We will develop a tribe that creates a movement in which leaves a legacy that will outlive each of us. This is a fully integrated team. We want to invite you to get this book into your hands and into your team's hands. In this short time together, we have only scratched the surface. We would love to come to you, partner with you, come alongside you and your team to be a personal catalyst in further defining your fit and your team's fit. If you are ready to take yourself and your team or organization to the next level, please contact us. Our FIT team thrives in seeing you and your FIT team succeed. Life is full of opportunities waiting to be seized. It is our desire that you seize this opportunity for such a time as this. So let's begin this journey to getting fit.